pulled with a team of horses. That's why I started farming on the ranch. Was just a wonderful. And then there's a two-way plow, and now they've got six or eight bottom plows, big tractors. My farming was done pretty crude.
The hard way.
Because I haven't farmed since 52, you know, and method of farming has changed considerably since then.
Have you ever heard of a gee-whiz? Is that a word that's familiar?
I just use it in conversation.
Oh, kind of say gee-whiz, okay.
Knows it's an object of any kind, but I know.
When you're working on the ranch, did you ever use any tools to break up the land? Either for gardening or for the field, did you ever use any kind of tools to break the land up?
To break it up?
Yeah, like a harrow.
Well, that was really finishing. Your plow is what really broke it up, or
mm-hmm.
chisel.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we didn't use too much chisel or spring tooth harrow. You maybe you're thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other spike tooth harrow was you pulled over to kind of smooth it out and bust up the clods and.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you ever remember seeing any other kind of bigger equipment they would have used to move a lot of earth around? If they were digging out or something and had to move a lot of earth. What would they have called that?
Well, way back when they had hard weather, they had what they called a Fresno.
What is that? What is a Fresno? That's something I'm not familiar with.
Well, it's a good deal like, what's the other one? Just a little one with two hands. Well, it's about, I suppose there were different lengths, about 10-12 foot in length and sort of a curved like a blade, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then it had a long handle with a rope on it, and horses would pull it out, or you could pull it with a tractor too, and then you'd hold it down just so far so it'd pick the dirt up, you know, and then it was just kind of roll, and you pull this rope, and it would sort of roll, and then it would your dirt. Would hold the dirt in there, see?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever call it a buck scraper? Or was that something else?
No, that I never heard it called that. But I was trying to think what they called that little. And it had two handles. I hope this remember the old Fresno. It won't come to me.
That's all right.
It was a scraper.
Okay, a scraper. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. You just hold it up like this so as to tip that, so it'd pick up the dirt, and when it got full, well, you push it down, and then you could move it on.
Okay.
Dump it where you want to.
Did they ever call a V-plow a lister? Did they ever call it a...
I've heard lister, not around here much. That's more in the corn country, I think. Yeah.
Were there other kind of ranching tools that we haven't mentioned that you can remember that might have been used? Stuff you might have used with branding or dehorning or?
Oh, well, let's see. I never had, they do now, they have a chute that they put them in, you know,
mm-hmm.
holding chute or something like that. Mm-hmm. But when I branded and dehorned, well, I usually just used a lariat, well, got them in the corral and snubbed them up and